Welcome to today's podcast, where we'll be discussing session CBEs, and we're joined by some students in the room. I'll get you guys to introduce yourself in just a moment. And we're also joined by Jenny Bruce from ACCA. So, Jenny, would you like to introduce yourself and just say a bit about what you do?
Yes, I'm Jenny Bruce. I'm the Professional Education Content Manager, which means I've done a lot of work on a lot of the support resources that we've pulled together to support the CBE exams for F5 to F9.
Thanks, Jenny. And my name's Alistair Gilbert, and I also work at ACCA, and I'll be chairing the discussion today. And guys, if you'd just like to introduce yourself, start with yourself, Derek.
I am Derek Galil. I am an assistant management accountant at Stagecoach Limited, and currently I'm studying my P2 paper.
Great. Thanks, Derek.
Hey, I'm Naomi Mabry. I work for Argent Catering Solutions in Sheffield. I've currently sat all of my F papers on CBE.
And I'm Rachel Terry. I've done nearly all of my F papers on CBE, and I work in financial planning in the public sector.
Thanks, guys. So what we're going to do, we've also been chatting to some students across the world, and we're going to hear from some of them just around what their feelings are about session CBEs and whether they have any queries or concerns about taking a CBE, and then we're just going to kind of discuss and have a chat about what they've been saying and get your own experiences of taking the exams. So without further ado, we'll listen to our first set of students.
Why I believe that many people should stick with the paper-based is because now when everyone has been doing paper-based throughout their careers, and most of the students have been doing it like that, when suddenly we move on to this, during the exam we might feel one day before, you know, this is something completely new, this is something I've not done before, so if I have to do this, how would I fare? And when your confidence isn't at 100%, you might not potentially do as well as how you could have.
My whole life, I have been writing exams rather than typing it, and for me to suddenly change into typing exams, it would be difficult, but I am more confident that I can write an exam faster than I would type it. So it would be beneficial if ACCA had some tools for me to improve my speed in typing. Secondly, my Word and spreadsheet skills wouldn't be as good as it should be for finishing exam under time pressure. So I would spend time improving my IT skills rather than actually preparing for the actual exam.
One of the negative aspects of a CBE exam is that it's an unfamiliar environment, so you might have to put in a little additional effort if you're already not familiar.
The flexibility to edit my answers, as both as far as the initial MCQ questions are concerned, as well as later on in the descriptive type questions.
The session CBE, in my opinion, is easier than the paper-based exam. One, typing I feel is easier than just writing the entire paper, which takes more time. And the editing part becomes much easier because when you're writing stuff and you have more ideas to insert, you need to strike it out and then insert, or the presentation becomes untidy and unruly. But then with the CBE pattern, you can just insert whatever you want, which makes the entire presentation easier and makes it faster as well, in my opinion. And the MCQ part is also easy because you can change your options once you're not sure with it. So I feel the session CBE is better.
I mean, I'm used to using computers in my work, in my daytime. So computer to me is much easier than paper and everything. When I try to send a letter, I don't even write the address on the envelope. I just type it in and print it out. That's not being lazy, it's just utilizing technology. So for me, it wasn't really a problem to decide to go everything CBE. So I took 8 out of 9 F exams on the computer.
Okay, and did you have, so you hadn't sat a paper exam before with ACCA for the F5 to F9 exams? You went straight into CBE?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I started, yeah, I went for CBE.
Did you guys set any exams by paper beforehand?
Yeah.
And so what made you jump over, Naomi?
I started doing CBE just purely because I wasn't having any luck with the paper exams, and my handwriting is appalling, and especially with the audit paper, with a lot of words and hardly any calculations really, I was finding it hard to get my points across. Whereas if I was doing it on a computer, it was more natural just to type it out. And with the calculations as well, I found with the spreadsheet side of things, I found that that was easier to type in, so I wasn't second guessing myself with a calculator, and then making sure my calculations were correct. I was able to just put it onto the spreadsheet and just check it through, which I would do at work.
Okay, so that kind of sounds like quite a natural selection process to go for the CBE, having had that experience with the paper that you felt perhaps less comfortable with the paper. But you mentioned some of the kind of practical advantages you found using the CBE. Was it just on the spreadsheets that you found that, or were there other practical advantages that you felt?
I think throughout the whole of the exam itself, because it helps train your mind in different ways, so you're doing your multi-choice questions in different ways, so it's not the standard choose A, B or C. And I think in the paper exam you sort of just get into a flow of say, oh, I'll choose B, I'll choose C, and oh, I've chosen B last time, I'll choose C. It makes your mind think in different ways, that's what I'm trying to say. So I think technically it's a lot better than paper.
Here too, there are 3 points. The first is the fact that, you know, right now CBEs have, people who take opt for CBEs are exposed to a wide variety of complexities in the initial MCQ stages, where they have to answer a few extra questions, which I understand is for security reasons. But there's also the question of fill in the blanks, drag and drop and match the following and all that, which the paper-based people don't have to opt in for or don't have to write. And that creates quite an unfair platform as of now. Of course, if once paper-based exams are removed, that platform is eradicated, but as of now, that exists.
I feel it is positive for to attempt a CBE examination because it's very easy to keep track of your questions. It is automatically done in the system.
If anything, it was like a bonus. So I started doing F1 to F4 all computer-based. And then I sat F6 and F8 paper-based, and it was awful. It took ages. I just got bad hand cramp. And so then being able to use the computer facilities, so like being able to flag and check when I wasn't sure of my answers, or I thought it could be that or it could be that. When I was doing them paper-based, I kind of would just pick an option and keep moving. But doing them computer-based, it just gives me that extra flexibility when I've got 5 more minutes to check. I found it was a lot quicker to do them as well, so I'd always almost have an extra 20 minutes at the end, whereas when I was doing them paper-based, I would almost run out of time, even though there is more time.
Okay, and just you mentioned the flagging feature there. Is that something you guys used as well?
Yeah, because I think with the first few multi-choice questions that I got to, even if I did know the answer, I think because when you first get into the exam, you sort of you panic and you think, oh, I'm not sure what it is, so flagging it and then moving on meant that you think you've got time to process it in your mind and then go back. Whereas in the paper, I found it hard to see which ones I hadn't done, and because I'd written all over the papers, I might have missed one or wasn't quite sure where I was with it. But with the flagging, you can, it's a lot easier, isn't it?
And yourself, Dave, you're pretty much the same.
I mean, I normally look at the question, if the answer is not in my head straight away, I just take an option, but I flag it. So I know all the flagged questions. I'll just go over them again if I have time. But if I don't have time, at least I manage to select an answer. So yeah, I found it very handy.
I wish I'd done F8 on CBE, because the amount of writing that you have to do for that was, it just took so long and I couldn't focus on the smaller parts. Whereas if I was typing, I'd have had even more time like I do in the ones I have done.
And you mentioned the time there around the difference in time between the paper and CBE exams and also the kind of time-saving measures. And I guess, Jenny, just in terms of the time difference, we've heard a bit about how to save time in the CBE. Do you want to kind of expand on that in terms of why we have that time difference?
Well, yes. I mean, I think these guys who've actually sat the exams have come up with some really good illustrations of how you can save time in the CBEs. And it's actually, from my point of view, it's really interesting to hear that people are actually making really good use of the features that are in there. Because I think it's not just the physical time that you spend doing things. I think you've talked about answering the MCQs. The MCQs and the other types of OT items, that can be, we always thought when the things were being designed, can be a lot faster. Naomi, I think it was you talked about the different ways of thinking, because a lot of thought went into deciding all these different item types. They're not actually there to make life harder in the CBE. They are actually designed to make the thought processes easier. Because sometimes, those of you who've sat things on paper and seen the paper version of some of the multiple choice questions, some of them get quite long and wordy, and you feel you have to read it over and over again. Whereas some of the CBE item types, like some of the drag and drop questions, you can perhaps clear off a couple of the easier bits of it first and then focus on the rest of the question. So it is absolutely designed to make the thought process easier. The things you've talked about, like the ability to flag and go back, that's faster to do because you go to the navigation screen, you see the ones that are flagged, you click and you go back. And I think it was you, Naomi, who described by the end of the exam, I would have written all over the paper exam booklet. You might have tried to flag a thing, but you've made all kinds of notes and it's just not so easy to find it. Derek, I think you mentioned how much faster it is if you want to change things. You've selected something on one of these items on the CBE OTs. It's always easy just to click the different option and change it. Whereas I know from things students have asked us before in the paper-based exams, yes, you have the instructions about how to cross out and change multiple choice answer. But from a confidence point of view, that's quite worrying. Have I crossed it out in the right way? Will it be read properly if I change it? And it's partly the physical time you save. And you've mentioned as well, it's quicker and easier to change things in the word processing. It's quicker. You've got more confidence in layouts on a spreadsheet. You can automatically set out workings in a clear way. But it's also, it is that confidence thing. You, I think a few of you have mentioned not having to worry about, will I have to look back at this? Or if you do want to look back at this, I like that tip that you came up with, Rachel, that last 5 minutes, check back on the things that I've flagged. All of these features are built in there so that you can find your own approach to save time in quite a number of different ways.
Yeah, I think that's it's an interesting point there around having confidence in your answers. So with the stuff that you're mentioning, Jenny, about crossing out objective test answers in case, you know, rebubbling, is that something, did you feel that you had more confidence when you're answering the questions just in terms of how you were able to lay it out?
Yeah, definitely.
And Derek, I guess you're coming from a totally CBE background, so it's a bit of a kind of funny question to ask you. But you may have seen some of the paper based exams where they have that multiple choice format of selecting A, B, C, or D. Do you feel that in the CBE it was more difficult, some of the objective test question types, or did you or have you seen the paper-based ones?
I have seen the paper-based exam. I mean, as Rachel said, it's not really that difficult. It's only a matter of, if it says drag and drop, you know exactly what to do. It's something you do. Most people use computer, mobiles. It's the same principle, really. It isn't any difficult from there. It's really simple. And the instructions are pretty much clear what to do. And it's only about three types of questions or so. It's not really difficult. It's not going to take you long to learn. Even if you come across it in the exam, you will figure it out pretty much straight away. But obviously the advice is always to practice before you go, so you know what you're going into.
Yeah, and I think the big message there is, just in the same way that ACCA has a really rigorous process around shaping any exam, exactly the same processes go into these CBEs. There's a huge bank of questions. Students will get different selections of questions coming up in front of them from that bank, but the exams are drawn based on their really tight rules operating in the system that decides which batch of questions you get or which batch of questions goes into a paper exam, and all sorts of statistical information behind it, making sure that everyone, irrespective of whether they're doing a CBE exam or whether they're doing the paper-based, they're getting an exam that has the same level of difficulty. So all of that really is thought about in how the batches of questions are pulled together. I think it's obvious to anyone, and it's the same whether we're talking paper-based or CBE, that not every single OT item is of exactly the same difficulty. Some are tougher, some are easier. Even all of us would probably disagree on which were the toughest ones, which were the easiest ones. But a lot of work goes into assessing those difficulty levels and making sure that that overall difficulty level that everyone sees in the batch of questions is equivalent.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. And I guess some of the students have mentioned around one of the positives would be not having to write. In terms of doing a paper exam, you'd have to write for a long period of time. But one of the students also mentioned about they felt that typing noise would be a distraction.
A negative point I would say would be for people who aren't well aware of the basic typing functions and Microsoft Office functions, it will be very hard for them to cope up with.
I don't think there's anything that would particularly put me off, but I feel that probably my computing skills wouldn't be up to the mark that would be required for taking up a CBE. But I believe it's an obstacle that can be easily overcome through practice. And I'm pretty sure with the help of my tutors that I'll be able to do pretty well in a CBE.
What, if anything, attracts you to taking a session CBE exam?
Today's industry requires that all the prospective candidates have at least basic computing skills. ACCA is doing a wonderful job trying to connect this requirement with what the students have as their knowledge base. So I believe this is one factor that attracts me towards taking a CBE. The fact that you can have the basic computing skills while you are entering the industry is something that's a wonderful job.
Yeah, I mean, ACCA is a global qualification. So if you study in a global qualification, you're open to the world and you need to keep up to what the world is up to. So you're going to have to work on your skills, on your computer skills, your typing skills, your spreadsheet skills, because you never know. If once you're qualified, you could get an opportunity to work overseas, work in a country where everything is computerized. You can't ask for a paper everywhere. You might not have this facility. I've worked in some places where they don't actually allow papers to look after the environment, so everything is pretty much computerized. So you really need to work on your skills, on your computer skills, even if you don't find it comfortable at the moment. If you keep up to it and keep trying, it will work. It will work and you'll get better at it.
Okay, yeah, and that's, we had some students saying that for their future employment, that is something that they feel that these exams replicate. What they'll be doing or what they are doing, I guess, in your cases, in your kind of day-to-day job. So I guess one of the students there mentioned that we rarely use computers nowadays. Everyone uses their phone. So in your experience, Naomi, do you think, what's your experience in that? Do you use a computer or is it just your phone that you're using?
I don't think that the computer-based exams are really technical in terms of what you need to be able to do with a computer. Like you said, there's a lot of click and drag and drop functions, and as long as you've got some basic typing skills and you what you would say and how you would word it would come naturally out of your head anyway. So just because you're using a keypad instead of a pen, I don't think that there's too much of a struggle. And even if you're not familiar with functions in Excel like sums or formulas, you can just type the numbers in and put the sum at the bottom if you don't have that confidence to use it. I don't think that there are a lot of barriers to people in terms of being able to still translate what they would have done in a paper-based exam to the computer-based exam. My only sort of tips would be if you do have access to the study materials on the ACCA website and the past exams, that's something that I found really helped me when I was transitioning. I didn't learn in a special way or anything to do them, so...
So, and you guys, did you use any of the resources on the website ahead of the exam just to see what the exam was like?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because I thought I needed to at least be prepared to what I was going to be facing. And the provider that I use, they also have mock exams as well, where I could practice and they'd mark them as well through that. So I think it's definitely worth having a look, even if you're not going to sit there and answer the questions, at least just get familiar with the format of the exams.
So there are a few functions, but they're enough for you to answer the exam. And to make it much easier, the formulas that you're going to need are there, all the calculations are there. But you just have to have a look at it. If you are familiar with the normal Microsoft Excel in your office, it's not the exact same, so you need to have a look at it.
It's interesting to hear from the guys, Jenny, I think, in terms of the, and this is kind of in your area as well, so just in terms of the learning support resources that we have, are there any, what type of guidance would you give to students around those?
Well, I think, again, the people sitting here who've been through the experience actually have talked about what is important, because I think there are two things that are important. You need to get familiar with the exam format. So doing things like looking at the specimen exam on the website. And as you say, I think the specimen serves quite a few purposes. From a sort of education point of view, it gives you a feel for the type of questions that are asked, the level of the questions that are asked. But equally, particularly if you're facing CBEs for the first time at this level, it's a great way of just finding out about the functionality. So I would say to students just starting to study for a particular subject and planning to sit by CBE, they should spend quite a bit of time with the specimen. It's there on the website. You can go in and out of it as often as you like, and just spend bits and pieces of time getting used to how the different OT items work, how the navigation functionality works, and then, of course, getting used to the functionality in the constructed response questions, getting used to the word processing answer spaces and the spreadsheet. And I think it was interesting the point that Derek made, that you know, everyone's coming to these exams with different levels of familiarity with these tools within computer systems. We heard from some of the students in the video clips that they weren't familiar with spreadsheets at all. Now, again, the points that were made here is actually you don't need to know very much about all the many and various things spreadsheets can do in order to do the exams. You really just need to know some of the most basic functions. For Derek, it was more a point of view coming at it from somebody very familiar with more complicated spreadsheet functionality, but that time spent looking at the specimen is still really valuable, because you don't want to walk into the exam just expecting this spreadsheet will be identical to the ones I see in the office. You want to spend time finding out, okay, it doesn't do everything I'm used to, but as Derek said, it does enough. It does absolutely all the things that you need to do to answer the questions, because understandably that's how we designed it. Thought about what do you need to answer the questions. We didn't design it to be, you know, full blown, could do anything that any business would need it to do. So I think using those resources is really important. For the students who aren't so used to, you know, typing, aren't so used to using spreadsheets, we have got resources there specifically to help them. There are things like this, the guide to CBEs that sets out in the document all the functionality. There are little how-to videos showing little snippets of some of the main bits of functionality. We've got step-by-step exercises working through the main features of the word processing, the main features of the spreadsheet. And those we really did design thinking if someone has perhaps never touched these types of tools before, here's a document that will talk them through, put in these numbers, now do this, here's what it will look like, and just spending a bit of time alongside that will help them build up the skills. Then I think the point that Naomi was making about doing things like the mock exams that have been made available, that's something to do when you've studied the syllabus, done some revision, and you actually want to test out, am I ready to sit the exam? Where are my strengths? Where are my weaknesses? And having a go at that mock exam in something that's very, very close to live exam functionality, that's great for your confidence in the run-up to the exams. Trying it all out like that, you have the benefit of tutor is actually marking it, which is great as well.
I think the positive point for this is you can have time management in your CVEs. That is, if you are making a mistake in any of your questions, you can go back to that and correct them using the Excel formulas or the shortcut methods, which you can't in your paper base because you'll have to cut the entire thing and then you'll have to start resolving the question again.
The CVE exam has one major advantage for those people who are already really fluent in their typing speeds and who are used to using a computer, as in a paper-based exam you might have to do a lot of additional working and presentation problems may arise, but whereas in a CVE everything is already well structured and it gives you the flexibility to go back and make any changes that you might want to make. It also lessens the pressure at the end of the exam because it gives you the option of copy-pasting and linking cells. So if you're already familiar with those features, it's just an added advantage for those people.
I think why CBE in a way is positive, because for people or working professionals with very good typing speed, always working on the laptop, or someone with not the best handwriting, it's easier for them to do it over a CBE, because to an extent examiners do focus on how we write a paper.
I find it much more convenient to type than to write. What happens when I write paper-based exams is eventually I get tired of writing, and even though I have points which I want to say, I start shortening them because I don't have enough energy to type it out. So I find that quite convenient to use the CBE environment. The other point is that I have horrible handwriting, so it helps a lot with that.
What, if anything, puts you off taking an exam by session CBE?
I believe that it is in a negative way, because there's always a constant typing noise in the background, which might be a distraction for some students, and which is why that might lead to a poor performance in the exam.
Eventually, at some point during the exam, everyone starts typing, so you don't really, it's not something that stays all the way through the exam, because you start typing as well, so you don't really pay attention to who's typing behind you. It's just that first few minutes or so that, or when you're thinking of something and somebody's typing behind you. But overall, it sort of balances each other out, so you don't find it that annoying or that disturbing. You just get on, you focus on what you're doing, you're making as much noise as everyone else. So I didn't really struggle with it, but I know exactly what that person's talking about.
Yeah, I think Naomi, you mentioned around getting in the zone. I think maybe that's kind of what Derek's intimating. Yeah. When you start working, it kind of goes into the background.
Yeah, you don't sort of know what's going around you at all. You end up just focused on your screen and your keypad, and you're just typing.
Because the CBE environments are a bit more intimate, I'd never even noticed. And it's so familiar to the workplace. If typing's annoying you, then someone is annoying you typing at work. So it's not a big difference for me.
It's not an unfamiliar noise, is it?
No.
Well, you mentioned there about being in, I'm going back some years thinking about when I took exams, having those kind of pens dropping and stuff. And it's echoing around because you tend to use kind of larger paper-based centres. But is that something you noticed when you were taking your exams, Naomi?
I'm so used to typing, and when I'm studying, I'm studying in that way. So I would always feel more nervous thinking I've got to write for 3.5 hours, whereas if I'm typing and clicking, it's no different to work. I mean, at work I do it for 7.5-8 hours, you know, so it wasn't intimidating at all.
What about yourself, Derek?
Yeah, I think the main thing, I think the neatness of the answer when you type in, you can bold the title, you can underline it, you can start a new sentence. Well, if you are writing, if you're using a pen, if you made a mistake, you just have to scrap it and just go over, and the paper look messy. And I must admit, my handwriting is a nightmare to it. I can't read it myself. So really having a computer based is, it's much better. It looks nicer, and I feel confident that the examiner will be able to read my answers and basically give me or reward me what I deserve, rather than if I wrote something correctly but just the examiner, and it's not his fault or their fault, it's just like they can't read it, it's my fault.
we'll laugh at you, Jenny, but I mean it's a good point.
No, it's absolutely true. You know, the first time our marking team saw people's CBE answers, and it's exactly the same teams of experts who are doing that marking, they were delighted, not just because the typed answers don't give them the challenge of reading messy handwriting, but also, and I think it's because of some of the features that you've all mentioned, that they're actually seeing better structured answers because it is easier if you're typing quite a long answer in something like F8 and you suddenly think, oh, I've really made 3 points in this long paragraph that's gone over half the page. In the CBE answer, you'd feel, actually, I'll break it into 3 chunks and be absolutely sure that the marker properly sees my structure. They're actually saying that they're seeing better structured answers now, that because people have got the ability to, and I'm not talking about fancy formatting, you know, you don't need to think about using 3 different fonts and 5 different colours, but just these basic things, as you say, split it up into short paragraphs, use headings, things like that. All the things that I think tutors and examiners have been encouraging people to do for years are so much easier to do in the CBE that the markers are actually saying, this is great, we love these answers that we're seeing.
So guys, I think we're just finishing up now, but before we go, have you got any top tips for students who have yet to sit a CBE that you'd like to pass on? I'll start off with you, Derek.
Go on the ACCA website, practice. You've got plenty of materials there. They're all free, they're all available. Practice.
Yeah, the same as Derek. Just practice and be confident that you know it, you know your answers. Just click and type.
Have a bit of confidence because I passed more exams through CBE than I did paper, so
yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, guys, for being part of our podcast. I hope you, the audience, have enjoyed it and picked up some of these tips from our successful students here. So thank you, Jenny. Thank you, guys, and we'll catch you again soon.